Shvi'is, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Now, we've said in the previous Mishnahs that if one has leftover foods from Kedusha Shvi'is, one's able to sell them. However, one should not sell them the same way, as this Mishnah is going to say. Ein Moichrin Peiris Shvi'is. One is not allowed to sell Peiris Shvi'is. Loi b'mida, not with measurements, v'loi b'mishkel, or with weights, v'loi b'minyan, or with numbers. Like, for example, a dozen roses, or things like that. That would be minyan. Mishkel, weight, would be a pound of something, and a mida would be a specific measurement, 2x4 tfachim of whatever. So any of these things, you're not allowed to sell that way. The Rav gives two reasons. One is they wanted to encourage people to sell it for cheaper. They shouldn't treat it like normal sale and try to make profit on it, so they had to just do it with an estimation or something like that. Or the reason is they should not sell it the normal way, so that they shouldn't be noheg with it with more kedusha, and they shouldn't be mezalzel and just try selling things. So they know that eventually if they have to sell something, they're going to have to sell it with an estimation, they're probably going to lose out. So people shouldn't purposely try to sell. So now the Mishnah is going to give a few examples. Taisus Yontif explains that the examples are the opposite of what they normally do. For example, v'loi se'enim b'minyan, and one should not sell te'enim figs b'minyan, in numbers. So for example, 10 figs. Now this is not, the Taisus Yontif says, this is not the normal way one sold figs. Nevertheless, any of these three ways, no produce of Shemitah should be sold. So the Mishnah is telling us that even if it's not the normal way, where people did not sell figs by numbers, still one shouldn't do it. The same thing with also velo yorek b'mishkel, and also vegetables with weight. Vegetables were sold with numbers, not with weight. So one would think that maybe if they sold it with weight, it would be okay. The Mishnah tells us this is also usur. It's not allowed to do that as well. Beis Shammai omrim af lo agudos. Beis Shammai says one shouldn't even sell it in tied up bunches like they do in the rest of the year. Uveis Hillel omrim es shadarku legad b'bayis. Beis Hillel says that anything that its normal way is to tie it together in a house. Oigdin oser b'shuk. One's allowed to tie it together in a shuk and sell it that way. And they don't have to worry. Not like Beis Shammai. You don't have to worry that it's a regular derech mechir, because if people tie it that way in their house, obviously, it's not a problem. What are some examples of things that people tie together in their house? Could go in a creation, like different types of leeks people tie in their house. V'neitz ha'cholov. And again, this neitz ha'cholov, this vegetable keeps showing up in many of these mishnayos. So one's allowed to tie it. But obviously, Beis Hillel agrees that one can still not sell it. B'mida, mishkel, or b'minyan. And a good way to remember is, although we're encouraged to have a neitz ha'chama minyan, we are not encouraged to sell a neitz ha'cholov minyan.